Zag de Gemara daf mem omen aleph, four lines from the top. Itmar, chamin shuhuchmu me'erev Shabbos. If you have water that was heated up before Shabbos, Rav Omar lemochar roiches mem kol gufoy. That on Shabbos, it'll have to be roiches kol gufoy, but not in one shot, but rather ever. Meaning roiches kol gufoy ever, you'll have to wash your whole body limb by limb. Not in one shot together, but rather ever. And that's a hecker. So like this is a shinui, so you know that it's not done like the regular rechitz in the weekday. So you won't come to heat it up on Shabbos. It was heated before Shabbos, so you're allowed to wash in the za oifen. Ushmuel Omar, lo yitiru lichoitz, elo ponev yodav raglov. We only allow it to wash ponev yodav raglov. That is a machlokes we show him the Beis Yosef brings in Shin Chavov. Does Shmuel say, dafka ponev yodav raglov? Or does Shmuel say that no, be'etzim you'll have other evarim too, other limbs too? Just he used ponev yodav raglov as a practical example of things that get soiled and stained easily, especially in the olden days. You walk barefoot, so your hands, your face, and your feet. But be'etzim other evarim amuta too. Just he doesn't allow kol gufoy eva, or he doesn't allow more than roiv gufoy of eva. So he allows as long as it's not kol gufoy, he allows up to roiv gufoy because roiv is about a rubik kulay. Those are the two tzadim and the rishonim. If it means dafka ponev yaglov, or it means as long as it's not eva kol gufay. So we have a yisori tikam machlekes Rav and Shmuel chamit shuchmu erev Shabbos. What are you allowed to utilize on Shabbos? Dafka ponev yodav raglov or kol gufay eva. Rav is mekel even kol gufay eva. Fekmar meisiv akasha shteitn breisa chamit shuchmu erev Shabbos lemocha roichet ban ponev yodav raglov. Clearly like Shmuel, avaloi kol gufay. So tufta de Rav, we see clearly, not like Rav. So Gemara, omeloch Rav, when it says loy kol gufo, it means loy kol gufo vas achas. It means not kol gufo vas achas, but avada it's muta, ela eva, and that's what it means loy kol gufo. Fek Gemara, v'aponav yodav raglov, katoni, it says ponav yodav raglov, which seems to imply clearly like Shmuel. So Gemara, ke'ein ponav yodav raglov. When it says ponav yodav raglov, it means like ponav yodav raglov, which is eva. And eva, is taka muta as long as it's individually, which is like similar to ponev yodav raglov, as long as it's not kol gufa vasachas. Zok mo toshma, another raya. Not like Rav. Lo hitiru lilchot b'chamin shuchmu me'erev Shabbos. They did not allow you to wash yourself with chamin that was heated before Shabbos. Elo ponev yodav raglov. So we see clearly not like Rav. Not kol gufa eva. Zok dimor och, and I'm in the same teretz, ke'ein ponev yodav raglov. Rav is going to answer, ponev yodav raglov means like similar to ponev yodav raglov, which means eva, as long as it's not kol gufa vasachas. Zog demora, tanya kavosir Shmuel, bin you a clear raya like Shmuel. State in the braisa, chamin shuchmu me'erev Shabbos, lemocha roichet ben ponev yodav raglov, avaloi kol gufoi eva. So it says black and white. It says the only thing that's mutter when it's heated before Shabbos is ponev yodav raglov, and not kol gufa eva, clearly not like Rav. Meaning, for sure, if it was heated up on Yontif itself, now we're discussing in the Braisa, heated before Shabbos, what are you allowed to wash on Shabbos? But for sure, if it was heated on Yontif itself, then of course you're not allowed to be washing kol gufoy eva. Now, you're allowed to wash ponev yodav raglov if it's heated on Yontif. That's Beshilah Shita, Beshilah Matirin. But you can wash kol gufoy eva koshken if it was heated on Yontif itself. But a couple of them we see clearly like Shmuel and not like Rav. Now the Gemara brings Rav's shita in a different lashon. Rabbe Masi lo lahashmeitz the Rav b'hai lishna. Rabbe learned Rav's words that it's muta kol gufa eva in the following oifen. Even more kuladik. Chamin shuhuchmu me'erev Shabbos lemocha omer Rav roichet ben kol gufoy u'meshaya eva echot. You'll have to wash your whole body in one shot minus one eva, minus one limb. Meaning, as long as you leave out one limb, that's already considered that it's mutter and that's not considered rechitzas kol gufoy. Eisve, we ask on that, kolhani tufta, all the tuftas that we just asked, all the three brises that clearly imply like Shmuel. And here you can't even answer like we answered before, ke'en ponev yodav raglov. Because here we see clearly that Rav holds that it's mutter kol gufoy minus one limb. That's not ke'en ponev yodav raglov. It's the whole body is mutter. So Rav is taki toisev. This lishna of Rav is for sure toisev. Zok the Gemara, Omale Rav Yosef Labaya. Rav Yosef told Abaya, Rabba miko ovit k'shmeitzer de Rav. Rabba, that he fears sich like shmeitzer de Rav. Did he allow, meaning Rabbi just said, Shemai Tzidrav was, Kol Gufoi Chutz Me'eva Echad, they allowed it to be Mashiach one Eva, and that's already considered Mutter. It was Huchmi before Shabbos. So did he himself physic like that? Mi Kovit Kishmai Tzidrav? Omalei Lo Yadano? I don't know. My Tiboyalei, what's the Sofek? Of course he did not do like Rav. We just had three tiyuftas. Then we said it's a tiyufta on from the three brises, Kolhani tiyufta and tiyufta. So why would he go like Rav? That was itoysef. Maybe Rabbi did not hear of these tiyuftas. So because he didn't hear these kashas, these tiyuftas, that's why we're mesupik, did he feel like Rav or not? If he did not hear of the tiyuftas, so avadei ovid. Avadei he feels like Rav. Why would he not feel like Rav? Zok demal the Omer Abaye, because Abaye said, kol mili demar, all the hanhogas of Rabba, ovid ke Rav, he feels like Rav, bama hanitlas, except for three exceptions, he did like Shmuel. Dovid ke Shmuel. What are the three things he did like Shmuel? Number one, metilin tzitzis, mi beged le beged. He used to take tzitzis off a beged yoshen and place it on a beged chodesh, and we're not worried about the bizoyan of the beged yoshen. Madlikin miner le ner, you're allowed to take with a match from the Ner Chanuk or the Ner Shabbos from one Ner to another, and you're not worried about the bizoyan that you're going down in a Madrega, that you're taking it from one Ner, before you put it on the next Ner, it goes onto a kisim. Madlikin miner le ner. And v'haloch Reb Shimon Begrira, we pass it like Reb Shimon Begrira, that you're allowed to take a mita kisa v'safsil, as long as you're not miskaven, dovashen miskaven his mutter, even though you might make a chritz when you take it across the dirt floor, across the yard, across the earth, because it's not a psik reisha. If it's a psik reisha, then Reb Shimon agrees that it's also psik reisha v'leyomus. But a regular dovashen miskaven his mutter. So Rabbi feared sich like Rav, except for these three things, he did like Shmuel. So of course he feels like Rav. Zogt die Gemara, no, kechumre de Rav ovid. When Rav feels like Rav, he did all the chumas of Rav. Kekula de Rav loy ovid. He did not do the kulas of Rav. He only did the chumas of Rav. And that's why these three things, even though usually he did the chumas of Rav, over here he did like Shmuel and it was Mekel. Metil mi beger lebedek, madlikim in el aner, v'aloch krepshim begrera. So over there he didn't do like Rav, even though Rav was machmir. So over here we're mistapik taka. To go and by rechitza, by chamet shuchum me'ev Shabbos, to be roichetz kol gufoy, u'meshaya eve echod, which is kula de Rav. So that's where we're mistapik, if he did even like kula de Rav or not. Zog de gemara ton rabbonon merchetz shepokaku nekovov. The merchetz that they closed off the nekovim. There used to be a heat on a lower floor, and that used to heat up the waters on the floor above it with vents that used to let the heat go through. So shepokun nekova of Me'erev Shabbos, if they closed up those vents before Shabbos, so then you don't have to worry about that it was nischam on Shabbos, and a ma'isa chim on Shabbos is also until Matzah Shabbos b'chdei shiyasa, the ma'isa Shabbos. So over here, since it was closed off the vents on Shabbos, so le Matzah Shabbos reichetz b'miyad. You don't have to wait the shear of b'chdei shiyasa, because there was no ma'isa chimum done on Shabbos, it was pokun nekova of before Shabbos. So then Matzah Shabbos, you can wash yourself right away. Zog de Gemara, poku nekov me'erev yontev, if let's say you close the vents, erev yontev, lemocha nichnasu mezia. On yontev, you're allowed to go and use it as a steam bath. You're allowed to use mezia to schwitz, because schwitzing would be mutter on yontev. Like we said before in Taisus, schwitzing is shavu l'chol nefesh, schwitzing is mitzum brius zeya, so that's why you're allowed to be mezia. You're not allowed to be reichetz. B'chom regoizan rechitza, they're allowed to do on yontev. But kol gufoy, ma she'en ken zeya, zeya is mutter on yontev. V'yoytzu mishtatef. But lemaisa now, when you go out and you want to wash yourself, you have to go out. You can't do it in the same room when you want to be shofech mayim on you. The beis achitza, specifically, you have to go out of the beis hamerchatz. In the merchatz itself, you can't do it, because otherwise they'll say that you are washing yourself with warm water. So mainly you have to go outside, so then people won't say that you're washing yourself. Zog di gemara. Omar Rav Yehuda, Maisa b'Merchatz b'Nei Brak. There was a Maisa in the Merchatz b'Nei Brak. Shepoku Nekov Me'erev Yontev. They closed up the Nekovim, the vents before Yontev. V'lemocha Nichnas, Rabbi Loza ben Azayah v'Rabbi Akiva v'Ziyu Boy. They were Mezia. They used it as a steam bath, which is Mutan Yontev. V'yotzu v'nishtatfu b'Beis Achitzoin. And then they went and they washed themselves off b'Beis Achitzoin. Now, Zog di Gemara, The reason why this was mutter, and they washed themselves off, was warm water. The reason why it was mutter, shechamin shaloi mechupim b'nesorim. Meaning, since the chamin were covered with nesorim, with wooden planks, from the beginning of, from the onset of Yontov already, so mele, there's no chash that this water was water that was heated on Yontov. It was water that was heated from before. So the Chomim said that they said it would be mutter even if the chamin would not have been chupim in the sorin. So there's machlokes Rashi Tosav here. Rashi learns that it was taka bechamin, but it was mechupim in the sorin, and Tos says no, it was betzoinen, but it was mechupim in the sorin. So there's no chash that it was heated. It was hot water. But Akoponim, they paskin that no, you didn't even have to be mechapid the Nesorim. Zog the Gemara, kshirobu, now, umishirobu over Avera, the price continues. When it was this rabbi over Avera, so is chilu leser am bat yois or krochin. They assered, meaning, they assered even zeya in am bat yois of krochin. In the big bathhouses, meaning, metayel behen vein choshish. So even though they assered zeya, to use it as a schwitz, as a steam bath, but you're allowed to be metai, you're allowed to walk around. To walk around, then it's takamuta. Then you don't have to be worried about the chashash that you're going to be mezia. Zok the Gemara, my oivra avera. What was this gzera that they asked zeya and they allowed you to be metai? Zok the Gemara, the Omar Rab Shimon ben Pazi, Omar Rab Shimon ben Levi, Mishum Bakapora. Betchilo, hoiroichzin, bechamit shuch merav Shabbos. Originally, they used to wash themselves with water that was heated before Shabbos, on Shabbos. Hitzchilu abalonim, so the bathhouse attendants, they used to be oiva averis, and what did they do? Because of the pressure of making sure the water is warm, hitzchilu to what? Lohochem b'Shabbos, to actually warm up on Shabbos. In fact, the Rashba, the choshe to be mamish oiva averis, so he says no. B'shem Yerushalmi says they weren't poikik b'nesorim. So if they weren't poikik b'nesorim, so does gzeira chashash of Shem Yechatu, and that was takad avera that they did, they might have been mechata. But not be a dime, they went stamp to warm it up. Zog the Gemara, so what did they do? Ve'oimrim erev Shabbos uchmu. Some people took warm baths. They used to tell the Chachamim, no, this was heated before Shabbos. Even though it was really on Shabbos, or was they did a chitri on Shabbos, and they didn't stuff the vents. Osru es achamin. So the Chachamim said that it's also to wash yourself on Shabbos, even if it's uchmu me'erev Shabbos. We had a whole sugya of Rav and Shmuel, what's mutter on Shabbos? Is it Eva Eva? Is it Pon of Yod of Raglav? Is it Kol Gufoy Mishai Eva Echot? They said, no, everything is also. Lock, stock, and barrel. Why? Because the Balonim used to say it was heated before Shabbos, but it really was heated on Shabbos. So they said, there's no more taking any chamin at all. V'itilus hazeah, but they allowed using a steam bath. Shvitz, that was mutter. V'adayin, hoyu roichtzim b'chamin. People used to go still and be oivan exes chachomim. They used to go and water that was heated before Shabbos and be roichtzim on Shabbos. They would say, we're not taking a bath. We're only being mezir. We're taking a steam bath. And we're not being roichets. So Chum realized that they're playing games and they're being roichets and they're saying they're being mezir. So Osr and it's Azeya. You can't use Zeya as an excuse. Then we asked Zeya too. V'itiru chamit velya. But he said chamit velya, which is a natural well, which has warm water naturally. So that they allowed. Over there, there's no chashash you can mechamim because it's naturally hot. So people used to still go into chamiur for mayim that was water that was heated up by a fire. Chamiur, and they used to say chamitveir chatsnu. We washed in chamitveir. Now there's a big machlokes we showing him. What does it mean chamitveir is mutter? Does it mean chamitveir mutter dafka when it's a mayim naturally in the ground? Only then it's mutter. But if let's say you transfer it to a kli, to a tub, then it'll be aser or no? Chamitveir mutter even in kalim. Now, likewise, when we allowed Chamei Tveria, did we allow Chamei Tveria, Rechitza, but Zeya still will be also? Because the Maaseh is Exeres Rechitza by Zeya, that you'll say you're being Mezia, and really you're being Reuchitz. So they disallowed Chamei Tveria even to be Mezia, as they state in Rif. Once Chamei Tveria was Mut, was only Mut for Rechitza, but Zeya was also. And Zeya remains also, meaning even though Zeya is more kal than Rechitza, but we only allowed Rechitza in Chamitveya, but Zeya still has the Gzeira otu Rechitza, so Zeya was also even Chamitveya. However, the Ran argues and he says no, that if you're allowed to be Rechitza in Chamitveya, for sure you're allowed to be Mezi in Chamitveya. So again, so the Gemara says, Adayno Rechitza in Chamitveya, v'oimim Chamitveya Rechatznu. So osru lehen Chamitveya, so the Chachomi said, even Chamitveya is also to be Rechitz. V'itiru lehen es atzoinen. So they said, no, the only thing that's mutter is to go into cold water on Shabbos. Ro, the Chacham is so after they allowed only tzoinen, ro, she'ein adova oimid lehen. They saw that it's ena tzibi yocha lamed in his gzera, to only allow in tzoinen, that was too much for them to handle. V'itirulen chametveria, so they allowed again chametveria, rechitzi chametveria was mutter. Dafka, because chametveria, which is a natural gu, it's a natural heat that comes from a source that's natural, so mele they allowed even kol gufoy in chametveria, but only chametveria. V'zeya bim koimoy medes, but the gzeira's zeya still remains, and zeya is also otu rechitza. And they disallowed zeya. So lemaisa, tzoinen was mutter, and chametveria was mutter. That comes out in Maskonos HaGemara. But hot water berchitza is also on Shabbos, even if it was heated before Shabbos, because of gzeira's balonim. Lemaisa, the Mishabura brings in Shin Chof Aleph, that lemaisa were noyig not to be choyritz on Shabbos at all, even in tzoinen, and lemaisa we're not choyritz at all. Now lemaisa legabe a mikveh, which is questionable, how do you go into a mikveh on Shabbos? So especially if it's hot mikveh, that's mamish keneged gzeres balonim. The maskonas haGemara is that gzera adam koymoy medes, meaning the zeh is osa, rechitz is osa. The only thing is mut is chamit tveri, which is naturally if it's hot, or tzoinen. But he never allowed heat. Heat is osa because of the gzeres chachomim. So there are many that asked Chacham Tzvi as a tshuva, and he says chamin is avada osa. The gzeres mechatzoyis remain, and the mikveh is osa. And the only thing that women go into mikvahs noshim, he says that's ben hashmoshes. So mele that there's no gzeir on gozra, like gozra shvus ben hashmoshes. As I stated in Chacham Tzvi. Lemaisa, there's a famous korban nesanel that allows a mikveh. And he says that a mikveh is not a maisa rechitza. A mikveh is a rechitza shal mitzvah. So over there was no gzeir in the first place. Lemaisa, the Nodi Behuda brings the korban nesanel and he explains that the korban nesanel is sasum. He says that it's referring to dafka mikvahs noshim. Because maisa noshim had to go to a mikveh. So how did they go? Zok to Nodi Behuda, dafka mikvahs noshim, which is somach lechafifa. Mikvahs noshim, which is somach to the chafifa that it did by Yoim on Friday. So they're going after Shkir. They're going after even Tzeis. They're going at night, but they're going somach to the Yoim. So mele it's still hot. So in mele there's no gzeres balonim. There's no gzera of chamin because it's so close to the daytime. And that's why the korban nesanel allowed the mikveh. Dafka by mikveh's noshim, which is somel chafifa. But to go in the daytime, there he says, avad it's also to go in the mikveh in the daytime. Lemaisa, there are mekilim, there are cholkim, there are oisrim. Some are mekil only by poishrim. Not if it's hot, only if it's luke. But lemaisa, there are those that were makbid not to go. And especially because of the issa, the other isurim involved in going to a mikveh, even cold, like abe schita, like abe the other isurim, or even hoitzah, if you have water on you and you're going dalaramas, there are those that were noig yes to go, and mar, ovid kamar, different an hoggis, ki yudu and klai yisol. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the omid, daf mem omid aleph.